It's a great day for seniors in Delta. That's how the official groundbreaking of a new 152-unit seniors affordable rental housing complex at Kin Village in Sawa Sen was described Wednesday morning. Housing Minister Ravi Kahlon, Delta Mayor George Harvey, members of the Kin Village Board and others were on hand to celebrate the 54A street development already underway. A project that will have with a mix of rents geared to income where residents pay 30% of their income for rent, market rates and deep subsidy rates for people receiving income assistance. Saying it was a great day for the Delta community, Kahlon said communities across the province are facing a housing crisis and too many seniors are challenged finding safe and affordable housing in their communities, adding the province is decades behind in investments in such projects. The affordable and accessible homes will help seniors in Delta stay in the community they know and love, he said. Even better, is that all these new apartments are either accessible or adaptable. In other words, they can be easily and inexpensively modified to ensure that it meets the residents' needs, so they can continue to age in place. Meaning, these homes can continue to provide safety and comfort for residents for many, many years to come, said Kahlon. Thanking the Kin Village Association and City of Delta, Kahlon noted such projects would not be possible without strong community partners. Harvey said it is a tremendous first phase of the Kin Village Master Plan, which will have a positive impact for seniors needing affordable housing in Delta. Together, we are creating a more connected, vibrant community for seniors to live and thrive here in Delta. This is a great day for seniors in Delta, said Harvey. The city last year adopted a new development cost charge waiver bylaw aimed for nonprofit rental housing projects in Delta, aimed at removing barriers for more affordable housing, he noted, adding the city continues to look for more opportunities to align with Delta's housing action plan. Kin Village CEO Dan Levitt said the project is part of an important transformation aimed at meeting the needs of an aging community. Current residents of North Court at Kin Village will have the option to relocate to the new development. The existing North Court building will be eventually demolished. Kin Village resident Pat Marsh also spoke at Wednesday's event, saying she is fortunate to be able to have an affordable place to rent in a world of skyrocketing rates. The province through BC Housing is providing $17 million to the project through the Building BC Community Housing Fund, as well as an annual subsidy of approximately $1.4 million. The Kin Village Association is contributing the land equity and additional equity of approximately $2.5 million, while further savings were realized by the City of Delta, Metro Vancouver and TransLink waiving fees. In December 2022, City Council gave final rezoning approval for the first phase of the overall master plan for the site. Council had granted preliminary approval almost a year prior, but asked for several modifications to the proposal, including changing the design of most of the units to provide direct access between the primary bedroom and bathroom. Construction of the new apartment building is expected to be complete in late 2024.